Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Soft Star Wars, finally.
What do you think of the bad guy?
I didn't dislike him as much as you did. He was kind of, he got a little wussy.
He's kind of emo, right?
A little bit,
like,
yeah.
You think he's probably a cutter.
He ruminates too much.
Like, he sits in his room by himself, and he's like, oh, nobody likes me, and then he cuts himself.
Oh, I'm thinking about being good.
Yeah, the rest of us are on the other side. I'm thinking about doing something bad. No,
I'm thinking about being good. Come on, man.
You think Peyton took HGH?
I don't know, but I
you know, just as your general...
Probably, yeah. If he's trying to recover from a neck injury, it makes perfect sense.
If Peyton actually goes through and sues somebody, that's when I believe you. When guys threaten to sue, and then it comes time to sue, and they're like, I just want it to go away, that's because you don't want to go under oath and lie. If Peyton Manning, 3 months from now, says, you know what, I'm not going to sue these guys, I'm just dropping it and going to move on with my life, that's going to throw up red flags for me everywhere.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. If you're confused, it's because we started at 3 o'clock and we're off at 6 today. So, sorry about that. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at producer A Radio with a Y. And I guess we could still do it at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, I thought we had more fun conversations than those, but those were the sportsy ones.
Yeah.
And UFOs and Cosby, all kinds of good stuff going on. All available at podcastarena.com. So go check it out. If you missed any of it, you'll probably want to hear some of it. Who knows where we'll go this hour. But at 5:15, we're going to give away that Quaker Steak and Lube gift card, but you have to come on the line and bring your best What Are the Odds call, because it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So if you're interested in that, be ready in about 12 minutes to make that call. Nick, what are the odds my 25-1 Chiefs Super Bowl ticket was a wise investment? That's a fair price. I think that's good value at that price, considering how well they played. I think you're probably kicking yourself for not getting them when they were 1-5. They're going to be longer than that. I don't know what the number was then, but I'm sure RJ could tell us. Gabriel says restaurants like Five Guys are called fast casual. Interesting. Okay, I guess that explains it. I don't know. And a lot of people tell me that Carl's Jr. is all over Houston. I guess they're not in the areas I hang out, so I haven't seen them. And then somebody else explained, this is probably why I used to love them so much. They were different companies that merged, and so they became Hardee's. They're owned by the same people, and they're all the same thing now. But maybe that's because when I was going to Carl's Jr., you got to keep in mind this was 85 in L.A., so I don't think I've been there since. All right, let's try some phone calls. We will go with Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, first off, I'm not asking this because I am not a Cowboys fan, okay? I'm a Packers fan.
Sure.
But because I do hate the Cowboys, so I'm going to go ahead and ask this. What are the odds that the Cowboys trade away their first-round draft pick to the Browns for Johnny Manziel, and the Browns still find a chance to screw up both their draft picks?
I'm going to go 0% that the Cowboys give up a first-round pick for Johnny Manziel. If they do, they're the dumbest organization ever.
No, they're not doing that.
Like, yeah, I don't think they can.
No.
I didn't hear the second question because that was so crazy.
Yeah, that was so – and if you start off with a, I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I hate them,
we're
or something.
Assuming.
Yeah.
We jump to conclusions.
We're
going to
assume you're a Cowboys fan or that – you're one of those people that your life kind of revolves around hating something.
Yeah.
And then I kind of tune you out. So, especially when the first round pick for Johnny Manziel. So I apologize. I didn't hear the second half. Aaron, do you remember what it was?
What are the odds that if they were to, Cleveland would blow both first round draft picks?
Oh, of course they would. That's 100%.
Yeah. Well, they had two.
Well, they blew. The other one was Gilbert. He hasn't played worth a damn. In the Manziel year. Remember, they drafted him ninth overall.
True. Yeah, he was worse than Manziel.
Yeah, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, not very good.
So 100% on the second half, 1% just because of Jerry, and God knows how drunk he gets. He might just call him. He might drunk dial the Browns one night and say, I'll give you a first for that Manziel.
I'll give you that fourth pick.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I want me some glory hole.
All right. Drew, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
Yeah, my question for you guys is, what are your thoughts on Dwight Howard possibly staying, and what coaching options do you see the Rockets have come the end of the season?
I didn't hear the second half of that.
What coaching changes do you anticipate happening at the end of the season for the Rockets?
Well, I anticipate a change.
I do, too.
I think they'll go get somebody. I have no idea who yet.
Yeah, I don't know who it's going
to be. It's way too early to speculate.
Because clearly the situation that's going on right now isn't vastly improving anything. So they're going to have to say, okay, well, we need to get a big boy NBA coach, or we need to make sweeping changes personnel-wise.
Maybe both.
Yeah, and I still think that it's better than 50% chance that Dwight Howard's gone.
Yeah, if they move him, I think it'll be before the deadline.
Yeah.
And if they don't, I don't think he'll be back next year. And knowing Morey, he'll try to get something for him. But I just – that kind of stuff, it's really hard to tell, because they already fired their best shot, literally, when they got rid of McHale.
Yep.
So now it's like, what do you do? And as we get closer to the trade deadline, if they're still crawling around here under 500, then – it's kind of hard to get rid of him if you're in the playoffs, which they still are, unless you're getting something back that you think gives you better value moving forward. But I still think the smart thing is to get rid of him. John, big if, but what are the odds Andre Johnson cries real tears if the Texans win the Super Bowl?
That's a big if.
Yeah. I don't think. I think he'll feel like,
what are the odds Andre Johnson cries real tears if the Death Star shows up and blows up Earth tomorrow? I think the odds are about the same.
I would cry if that happened. I don't want to get blown up. Now, see, you got me all paranoid because I've been reading all these UFO things.
I'm just telling you, neither one's happening.
Ray says he owns a DQ. Texas DQ has different food than the rest of the country.
Because we have those Jalitos.
He says they don't have good stuff like steak fingers, tacos, and the dude.
Steak fingers is where it's at Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Dairy Queen's one of those places that I always tried to stop. Like, especially, I don't know why, but when I'm going to Central Texas and I'm going through a small town, I always like going to the Dairy Queen.
West Texas for me.
Really?
Yeah, I try not to eat at Dairy Queen because it doesn't do me – it's not the healthiest food in the world. Doesn't do my guts a lot of good. But when I do, I like those steak fingers, and I like the toast that comes with it. And the only condiment needed at Dairy Queen is the gravy.
Yeah, agreed. All right, let's try Lance. What's up, Lance?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I was wanting to know, what are the odds of Colts fire Pagano and Sean Payton gets fired from the Saints and he goes to Indy?
I'm going to go with 98% that Pagano gets fired from the Colts. I don't know who's going to end up getting that job. I think that the job's a little less desirable than it was a year ago.
And I think it depends on how much front office power they're going to give to whoever the coach is, because whether Gregson's gone. I mean, I don't know how appealing that job is going to be if you're going to keep the same general manager.
Yeah.
Even with Andrew Luck there, and now that he's been hurt, and some of that stuff you worry about long term. I'd feel pretty good about him going forward, but I don't know that it's as sexy as it was a year ago, because it sure looked like a team that you could win a Super Bowl with going into this season, and I think they've got a lot of stuff to fix there. But as far as Peyton goes, I think he's gonna. I just get the sense he's gonna stay in New Orleans. I think he wants to be there. I don't know that they can do better than him. And I think that's – I'm guessing that that's more outside speculation than what is really happening in the franchise there. Although with all the stuff going on with Benson and his kids and who's going to get control of the team, that may be something that Peyton asks him to let him out of his contract or be traded. If you don't know who's going to be your boss, that can always be a problem. Let's try Matt. What's up, Matt? Did we lose Aaron? Apparently, did you push the button on Matt there, please? Thank you. What's up, Matt?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys, real quick, what do you think the odds are that the Saints trade Drew Brees and try to rebuild through the draft?
No one's trading Drew Brees. Drew Brees is either going to have to take a pay cut and re-sign in New Orleans, or he's just going to be cut.
Yeah, you're not. Nobody's going to trade for him.
Drew Brees' contract is stupid, and there's no sensible NFL team. Not even I don't even think a dumb NFL team would trade for Drew Brees right now.
No. Let's try Don. What's up,
hey,
Don?
Sports.
Hey, Sports.
Hey, what are the odds Chip Kelly stays NFL or goes back to college?
We talked about this first hour. I think he says he wants to stay in the NFL. I think that's just kind of the cocky arrogance of Chip Kelly coming out. In reality, unless Tennessee thinks that he can make that team work with his former quarterback, which everybody speculated on all year, but I don't know that he's just not a good NFL coach. And I think he's not a horrible coach, but I don't think he's good. And he's a great college coach. So why don't look? Nick Saban learned the hard way. Maybe you should too. Go back to college. And I think he'll wind up with the Titans, and that'll last for a couple of years, and he'll fail there, and because everybody fails in Tennessee, and then he'll go back to college because he'll still be young enough to get a job in 2 or 3 years.
Agreed.
All right. If you want to play, here's how this is going to work. You got to hold on through the break. You're going to win a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces, TVs on every wall so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening, bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out at thelube.com. Here's how it's going to work. You call with an odds question. We go through them. You stay on hold. And Aaron picks the winner. The best what are the odds question of this next segment. You win the Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. How cool is that? So get all lined up. We'll play when we come back. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And you're going to be playing for a $50 Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. And basically, those of you who are on hold, unless we tell you you have no chance, you can hang up, stay on hold after we go to you, because the very best what are the odds question, in Aaron's opinion, will win the $50 gift card for Quaker Steak and Lube. So let's blast through them. We'll start off with Mike. Mike, you're on the Blitz.
Hey,
go.
Guys, sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds Jake Kubinek goes for more than 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in tonight's game versus Louisville?
More than 200 yards? I'll give him a 60% chance of that.
Yeah, I will
offense.
Too. And the 2 touchdowns I don't know about.
Yeah.
Does Louisville returning pick sixes count in that?
Yes, we'll count those. So, yeah, over.
Then I'll go over.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jonathan, you're next. What's up, Jonathan?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that Ward Jr. throws for 400 against FSU's secondary? And what are the odds Chip Kelly ends up in Indy after Pagano gets canned?
Okay, Ward goes for 200. Is that the
I said 400, I think.
400?
Yeah, I'm going to go 1% considering. You know how many times he's done it this year? Zero.
Zero.
You know how many times he's thrown for 300? One.
And you know how many times he's played a secondary as good as Florida State's?
Yeah, zero.
Zero.
So, yeah, that's I'll say 1% chance. Although they may get down and he has to throw a bunch. So, but that's just not what they do. As far as Chip Kelly in Indy, I would say less than 5%. That just doesn't seem like a good fit.
All right.
Okay. Dalen?
Hey, guys. What are the odds that the Jets lose the game to Buffalo this week and miss the playoffs?
I mean, those are two different questions.
Yeah, because I think they could lose that game. I'll go, but I would say 40% chance they lose and miss the playoffs, because I could see the Steelers losing again.
I could too.
Which is, I know, sounds ridiculous, but I could see.
Bills just aren't very good, though.
No, but I just say it because it's Rex Ryan. That's why I give him a chance.
Yep. By the way, speaking of football, did you see that Steve Smith's going to be back?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. I thought that
good
dude
for him.
Was done. I'm glad to see he's going to be back.
Yeah, I hope he lasts past week 3, but good for him. James, your turn.
Sports.
Sports to you.
For the odds, who has the better odds? The Colts pulling off their crazy 10-team parlay to make the playoffs, or the Warriors losing less than 5 games on the season?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
The I would just say, without knowing the actual numbers, the Warriors losing less than 5 games in the season is far more likely than the other thing.
I think so, too.
I don't think either one of them is likely. Neither one of them is happening, but that would be my expert opinion. John, you are on the Blitz.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I want to know, what are the odds that Barry Warner takes an Uber to Whataburger before the Texans ever win another playoff game?
Percent zero, because you don't know his whole thing with Uber.
Yeah, I don't get the joke.
Yeah, but percent zero.
Okay.
All right, Roy, you're next. Go.
Hey, sports guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds Bill Cosby sees any real time because of his age? And if he does, what are the odds he gets split up the middle?
If he does, I'm going to say somebody definitely wants that famous ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he doesn't see prison, I don't think it's because of his age. I think it's because of his money.
You got a pretty little mouth, Huxtable. I can see that.
Oh, you're a doctor, eh?
Yeah, let me see. I'm a proctologist myself. Yeah. All right. Okay. I don't think we actually gave him odds, but let's go to Soccer Bilal. Oh, did he hang up? Dude, shame. That's a shame on you. All right, Chad, you're on. What's up, Chad?
Hey, sports, guys.
Sports to you.
So what are the odds the city of Houston wins a major sports championship in the next 5 years?
4%.
Yeah, right now I guess you'd have to say the Astros are the closest, and they're not as good as they were last year on paper. And I'd say it's, considering that there have been two in the entire history of this city, unless you want to count the Oilers winning the AFL.
I don't.
Which I don't have an AFL championship t-shirt from the Oilers days.
No, that was before t-shirts were invented.
Yeah, unless you want to count those, considering that we've had sports teams in the city for over 50 years and we got two, I'd say the odds are about 4%. All right, now Soccer Bilal is back. Bring it, Bilal.
Hey, sports.
Sports, Bilal.
May the sports be with you.
And also with you.
What are the odds Bill Belichick stays with the Patriots at least 2 years after Tom Brady retires?
That's a good question.
That's a hard one, because I get the impression Belichick doesn't want to do anything else. He kind of likes he likes what he's doing. But I also think at some point, don't you just get bored? He's a different kind of cat, though. He's like Popovich. I think he's going to do it till he dies.
Probably.
I think Pop is going to have to die on the court to give up that job. 2 years after Brady, though.
I think that because he's an egomaniac, I'm going to go 60%. I'll lean that way instead of the other way.
I think I'm with you on
that. He wants to prove that he can do it without Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, I think at some point Brady may still want to play, and he may say, now we're moving on to Jiminy Cricket Garoppolo or whatever. All right, Aaron, you've got 7 people there who have given you a what are the odds. Who is the winner of the $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646? They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. Aaron, give us a winner.
I like Bilal's best. I like thinking of if Belichick's going to just hang it up when Brady does.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations. I'm a little iffy on giving Soccer Bilal a gift card on an NFL question, but I guess that kind of adds to it. I thought there were some good ones there. I'm okay with that choice.
All right.
I like that he's known for soccer. He spread it out, proved that he can talk other sports.
He's known for soccer.
Well, I don't know that he's actually known for. He was calling our show before he was calling Glenn Davis's show.
I mean, his name is Soccer Bilal, well, so I guess.
That's because I started calling him that, because a couple of times I was driving home and I heard him calling the Glenn Davis's show. And, of course, Glenn, he'll go back and forth with you for a good 5 minutes. And Bilal knew as much about soccer as pretty much anybody. They were having a really good conversation, so that's why I called him that.
All right.
But he was really calling our show first. So
he was Blitz Bilal before he was Soccer Bilal.
Yeah. Actually, Blitz Bilal sounds a little cooler. Anyway.
It is a little cooler.
What are the odds Kelly ends up in San Francisco and they keep Kaepernick? I had not thought of San Francisco.
Boy, that's a bold move to bring Chip Kelly in to work with Colin Kaepernick. I don't think Chip Kelly would want Colin Kaepernick. That's not his kind of guy.
I don't know.
He can move around a little bit, but Chip Kelly, what he covets more than even mobile quarterbacks, which is why he made the Sam Bradford deal, is accurate passers. And Bradford sucks at a lot of things, but he's an accurate passer. He holds the ball too long, takes too many sacks, is made of glass, but he's an accurate passer. Colin Kaepernick is the opposite of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus, if you're San Francisco, part of the big reason you chased off Jim Harbaugh is because he was a giant a-hole.
Yeah.
And you're going to go hire another one who's not as successful?
And I'll be honest, if you're Chip Kelly, why would you want to take that job?
Yeah, I just think that job
is set up for failure. I mean, Chip Kelly didn't have enough success to last 3 years in Philly where they had actual talent in place. That's a bad call. That's a bad spot.
All right, Paolo asks, two championships. What about the Dynamo and Comets? This always comes up. Listen, big three sports, baseball, NBA, MLB, NFL.
If we had a hockey team, we'd count that.
Yes, that's what we consider the majors. Everybody else, nice, but I wouldn't have counted the Arrows when they won either.
Unless it's at the top level in the world,
right?
Which the MLB, NHL, NBA, and NFL are.
And the WNBA team doesn't exist anymore, so.
Man, plus, that's not even.
Yeah, don't get us started on that.
Don't get me started on WNBA. I don't want to piss anybody
Every time
off.
We get that question and we give that answer, we have to explain that to somebody. Every time. Okay, so we're going to remember segment 2, 5 o'clock, December 30th, and that's when I'm going to send them to the podcast from now
You're
on.
You're never going
to
remember that.
You're right, I'm not. Oh, well. I didn't remember to turn on the damn stove today, so I'm a dead man. Probably going to be divorced again. So how am I going to remember that? We need to drink more. Quick break. We come back. RJ Bell joins us. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means. I know it's Wednesday, but we're not here the next 2 days. And we didn't want you to miss out on our good friend R.J. Bell, founder of Pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ, what is going on, my friend?
Well, it seems appropriate if it is truly What Are the Odds Wednesday. Well, here I am. Well,
here you are. What are the odds you'll have great information for us? I'll say 1,000%.
I love it.
Well, I'm working at a disadvantage because I don't have your notes like we usually do. So
that means we actually sent them, but that means we can kind of just talk a little more broadly instead of just running down the games. Because let's be honest, a lot of these games are, there's not a lot at stake in a lot of these games. And maybe that's the first good place to start talking is the best way to handicap. If you guys want, we can discuss when motivation is a question mark.
Well, I was going to bring up the point that typically the 2 weeks that I'm least likely to bet big money in the NFL is week 1 and week 17. And week 1 because I'm still trying to – I want to get a good feel for how teams look. And week 17 because most teams aren't going to look anything like they've looked most of the season. But I also feel that this year there's still quite a bit that's to be determined still for a lot of these playoff teams. I don't think there's anybody who is – in a spot where there may be a couple teams in a spot where they can't move up or down like the Redskins, but not many playoff teams are even set with seeding and home field and things like that. So we should see a generally good effort from most of those teams, right?
From those teams, yes. But who are they playing? You know, right. What's the Bills' effort? You know, just looking at the first game on the schedule, against the Jets, right? Jets road favorites by 3. Obviously, there's, you know, for the head coach, Ryan, there's some motivation, you know, knocking his prior team out of the playoffs. Now, the question is, how bought in is the team to wanting, you know, to do that for Ryan? But here's the first thing I'll say is even 10 years ago, the idea that, oh, this NFL team's not going to be motivated this week, I think it was a very reasonable consideration, a factor, even 10 years ago. But I think now with all of the advanced analytics, where quite literally every play of every game of every player is going to be graded separately, and that when it comes contract time, those numbers get rolled in. If it's the Pro Football Focus or obviously the internal stuff the teams do, it's getting rolled in. And the idea that, you know, maybe if a player is, you know, in the second year of a 6-year deal, and there's not many of those guys, maybe they're not as worried about that. But pretty much everyone else, they're worried about that. So I think the best advice I can give, the big picture macro advice, is if all you did was bet against the 3 teams in week 17, the final week of the season, regular season, every year for the last 10 that had the most discussion on talk radio and the newspapers with the following quote, must win. When you see that the most, the public typically overreacts to it. And what happens is, one, you can't go over 100. You know, you can be less than 100% motivated. You can't go over 100, one. And number two, we know certain teams don't respond well to pressure. So that same factor that a lot of the public bettors think is a sign that, oh, they're going to blow them out because it's a must win. Well, that's the same thing that's going to make some of these teams nervous. So I think in general, if you're betting against the must wins, you're going to do pretty well because the public is overreacting to that factor.
RJ, let me ask you about in this game. Neither team has anything to play for with the Saints and the Falcons. They both have their quarterbacks intact, and this is one where when you talk about motivation the last week, to me a lot of times it's the defense. You know, it's the missed tackles. Does that give you some value in the over 52.5 there?
I don't think so. Just because I hate going over such a big number for one.
Except they've done it for the last 5 weeks.
No, you're right. Obviously that's why the number's a little higher. That's why it's tempting. I'm not saying it's not. And I'm not saying there's not going to be 80 points in this game. I just think long-term overs. But I will agree with this. And this applies to the NBA too. And you see in the last few years, the numbers really have shown it too, unfortunately, is when motivation is less than 100%, it often shows on defense. And you are exactly right about that. So I would look in games where it doesn't feel like there's much to play for, there's probably going to be more scoring. But if you just go up and down the schedule and up at the site, we've got 21 different sports books up at pregame.com, free real-time odds from all of them. If you look at the over-unders, you're going to see some really inflated numbers.
That's RJ Bell, pregame.com. So is there any value in looking at Super Bowl odds on these teams that we might not even be in the playoffs right now, like your Steelers, for instance? Do you see any value in that, or should we and we always tell people the mechanical parlay is usually the better way to go than actual odds, but is there anything that you see that's worth even looking at?
I actually tweeted out just a day or two ago some updated numbers, and the response was strongly a lot of people like the idea of the Jets. So if you actually look at the numbers, and I'll run down it real quick, Pats and Cardinals 3-1, Carolina 9-2, so plus 450, Seattle 7-1, Denver 8-1, Pittsburgh, who's out of the playoffs right now, 12-1, Green Bay 16-1, Cincy KC 20-1, Minnesota 30-1, Jets 40-1, Washington, Houston 50-1. That's the pretty much all the favorites. What I'll say is this: you talked about mechanical parlay. Just for those that aren't familiar, if you like a team to win the Super Bowl, you also can just bet them on the money line each game along the way, and then let it ride. And one of the advantages of that is, one, as you said, most of the time, probably 90%+. You're going to get a better payoff. Number two, if you want to hedge that last bet, let's just say you start with $100 and all of a sudden you have a chance to win $5,000. You don't have to put it all down on the Super Bowl, the last game. You could put half of it down and book half of a win. And if you do that with a hedge, like a lot of people do when they have a future ticket. You got to pay juice on, or vig on both sides, on your original bet that looks really good and then the hedge bet. So that's why the mechanical parlay has an advantage. One warning about the Steelers, and I just tweeted this out just an hour ago. You can do simple math here. There's a money line on the Steelers game against the Browns, obviously. There's a money line, which means who's going to win the game, on the Jets. If you look at both of those happening, Pittsburgh winning and the Jets losing, which is the scenario for Pittsburgh to make it, 33% chance. So literally two out of three chances, Pittsburgh doesn't even make the playoffs, even though literally right now there's only five teams with better Super Bowl odds than them. That shows you a lot of respect for the Steelers. Obviously, when you only have a 2-to-1 shot of actually making the playoffs, you know, you've got to account for that when you look at the Super Bowl odds.
I noticed that Indy is not listed on there, so I'm guessing that you think that there's no way in heck that the nine games go the way that that they're supposed to. At least Vegas doesn't think that.
You know, actually, I think in fact, now I recollect, is that's out there at 9.99 to 1.
Oh, okay.
So, but
well, aren't you better off just betting the parlay on the nine games that have to happen for them to get in?
Well, not only do you get that payoff, but then in theory, the Colts would have to win four games. So, yes, I think it's probably even more of a long shot than that.
It's RJ Bell, pregame.com. And RJ, we've got some new listeners again, and I like you to tell them about the site a little bit every now and then for the folks who are new, because I hear you and they say, man, that guy's pretty sharp. It's like, yeah. So let them know about the site and let them know about your show in Vegas that they can listen to as well.
Well, you also get some guys saying, you know, he's got some accent, but it doesn't seem Texan to me. So I did grow up around Pittsburgh. So I've been in Vegas since 98, but I haven't lost it, apparently. But I guess not apparently, obviously. Here's what I'll say is, I think there's two things the listeners would love. One, everybody loves free picks. And one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is 95% of the stuff is free. And a lot of that is just picks. Looked about this team, looked about that team. Doesn't mean you should do it. It means it comes with reasoning. And these are experts that are offering you the reasoning, and you can decide what it means. Number two, though, I think specifically with the listeners, they love sports talk radio. In Las Vegas, 5 days a week, every weekday, first local show. So we've got, it starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. We do 1 hour every day with sports betting talk here on ESPN Las Vegas, and we put that up as a podcast every day about an hour or two later on the homepage. So literally, you know, 45 minutes of good content, because we know we take the commercials out of the pod. And I think a lot of people like this segment would certainly like that hour show, and I host that sometimes, and we have another host that hosts it other times.
And what I like best about all that, and some of the things on the site as well, is, yeah, before I like to make a bet, I just like to get as much information as possible and as many opinions from people I trust as possible. And there's a lot of that there, and it's all free on the website. I mean, 95% of it's free, but there's a lot of really good discussion about things. So before
the forum is really just a back and forth.
Yeah.
And I love that. And we've got, one of the things we pride ourselves on is the professional bettors. We call them the pregame pros that do sell some stuff. They are very active in the community. So literally, like Steve Fezzik, the only guy to win the Super Contest twice, which is like the World Series of poker, but for sports betting, no one's won it twice except him. He'll be in the forums literally hour plus a day answering questions. So to me, that's great, because, I mean, this guy is a true, true expert. Another cool thing we got, and I think you guys have talked about it, is Sportsbook Spy. What Sportsbook Spy does is we give you a bet percent split on every game. So let me give you an example right now. Steelers, 87% of the tickets right now so far have been bet on Pittsburgh, only 13% on Cleveland. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a $10 ticket or a $10,000 ticket. So that gives you an idea what the public likes. What you can do is, and this is great, when the bet percents are lopsided one way, but the line moves the other way, that means that the big bets, the professionals, are going the other way. Because if 87% on one side and the line's moving the other way, you know serious people are betting the other way. And that's a feature, again, it's free, a lot of people like.
RJ, great stuff as always, my friend. Happy New Year, and looking forward to talking to you again next week. We'll be able to talk some playoffs.
Absolutely. My pleasure, guys. Have a good New Year's.
All right, you too, man. RJ Bell, one of our favorite guys, and usually with us on Fridays, but we got him on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. All right. We're going to take a break here.
Or do come we have back something? With our last segment of the season.
We're going to come back with our last segment of the year of 2015. So you don't want to miss it. It's going to be poignant. It's going to be insightful. It's going to be 12 minutes of absolute sheer brilliance. Or it may just be 12 minutes of total BS, but you'll have to come back to find out. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, last segment of the year. Okay, I forgot to do Gym of the Day because I was supposed to do it at 4:45. I was thrown off a little bit with this 3-6 thing, and I've been here recording stuff since 11 a.m., so I've been talking for 7 hours. I screwed up, okay? It's on me.
You blew it.
So can we just play the Gym of the Day jingle?
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. Jeweler Gym of the Day.
And we'll just make this whole last segment the Gym of the Day. Because I had a story, but I did want to take a minute to, since it's our last show of the year, to thank everybody who's listened all year long and thank you for telling your friends about us, because that's all we've ever had. Now, it's kind of cool. We have some cool things happening starting next year. We're going to have a commercial on Root Sports, so that might bring us some new listeners. But really, this whole thing has been built up thanks to you guys telling your friends about us. And yeah, I meet so many people now that, you know, that's what they tell me, how they heard about the show. A friend told me about it, and I started listening, and I love the show. So we really appreciate you guys, and I just want to take a second to thank every listener and everyone in the Blitzers. Really appreciate you. Even the ones that troll us and hate, that's cool. I really like you listening, and keep it up in 2016, man. We got some exciting things planned for you, and we're going to – we'll tweak some things next year, but hopefully we'll have an even better year than we did this year. And of course, all of our really great sponsors, like, you know, Houston Can Academy and Texas Mattress Makers and Widmeyer's and all the great sponsors that make this show possible for you. Please support them, and I hope everybody has an awesome new year. And Jong's not here for me to thank him, but I have to say it is always fun to come in and work with Jong Lee and AJ Hoffman. And I hope that comes out on the show, because we do have fun here. And so, another great year, man. I appreciate every one of you guys.
Same here, man. It's from when I got here, I guess it's been like 5.5, 6 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
To where it is now is pretty remarkable, the growth we've had on this show. So, and that's all thanks to you guys. So it means a lot to me, means a lot to Fred. Jong as well, and everybody who works behind the scenes on the show. So another good one, another good year in the books, man. Here's to at least two more.
At least two more, yeah, and maybe more than that. So it is kind of cool, I have to say, this time of year, a lot of times in radio especially, things get moved around.
Yeah, man, there's movement going on across town at the other station right here, 790.
Yeah, I think they're just basically shuffling cards, though. I don't think they're really changing much.
Well, luckily they didn't mess with the show that we beat consistently, because I'd hate to see that change.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that, right? Just how it is. Yeah. Keep that going. Keep that thing flowing.
Exactly. But it is kind of nice to know that we're safe for a while. And we got a lot of exciting stuff going on here, and it's fun to be a part of it. And I want to thank David Gow for keeping the team together, because, we're in the old days, it was easy to keep the team together because we were cheap. And, we're doing okay now. Yeah. So it's not that easy. So I appreciate that. And, man, just I'm looking forward to next year. I'm also looking forward to a few days off here, because I could use them.
Yeah.
Got any good plans for the
I still have a family in town.
Oh, God. Yeah. How many more days? This is not like a break for you.
No.
This is probably more like work than this is.
You know what's awesome? I keep burping.
Yeah.
And it's still beef rib from earlier today. So I'm bringing a little bit of Austin barbecue home with me. Until January 7th, they're in town.
Oh, God. That's long. Way too long.
Yep. But luckily, all the beer at Hay Merchant is $3 a pour tonight, so that's where I'm headed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I may join you over there if I'm kicked out of the house, which I would say is about right now, since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, I'd say about 70%. Because, I know how things go when I screw up.
Yeah.
It's kind of a small screw up, but you know how women get, especially when they're working really hard. You can't afford to not. This is her busy time.
You can't blow it.
No, you can't. And so I'm probably on the couch if I even get in the house. So let me see you over there. All right, Aaron. Good luck. Good luck, buddy. I know you're.
Oh, this is The Last of Us with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good luck over there.
And thank y'all, because I wouldn't be in radio. I wouldn't have actually got a job in radio if I hadn't been a listener to the show. So
right on, man. Yeah. Remember that when you're over there at 790 shilling for Charlie Polillo, trying to pretend like he's an interesting guy. You remember what's real. All right? When he's reading you box scores, you remember who you listened to before you worked here.
All right. I hope everybody has.
Charlie Polillo probably no hates comment. My guts, or else has no idea who I am.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know who we are.
Has he not checked the ratings?
No, of course not. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I hope everybody has an awesome New Year's Eve, an awesome New Year's. We'll be back here on Monday to talk about who your Texans are going to match up with in the playoffs. And we'll talk about all the bowl games. Talk about the playoffs. There'll be so much to get to. We'll probably be very sportsy. But until then, we're just going to go and drink beer and have fun. All right. I hope everybody has a great one, man.
Happy New Year, kids.
Till 2016, stay sports, you bitches.